girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Tell your boobs to stop looking at my eyes. Yeah.
That's smart. Turn it around.
Oh, yeah. That's genius, Jose. Use that. See how that works for you.
I don't even talk to
her. Uh-huh. That's true.
And after he says that line, whatever you do, resist the urge to compare his junk to a grain of rice. Mm-hmm. Instead, wipe his drool up with a cocktail napkin you got from your bra. Then give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey there, I just wanted to give you a call so you could save my number and stuff. And I was just thinking, do something this weekend if you want to do something. I know there's not much going on, but I figured you could meet my dog. And he likes meeting new people. He's the beagle mix. And I don't know, some people, they're not okay with animals that aren't stayed or fixed, but I don't believe in that. So just to let you know ahead of time, just in case, you know. But give me a ring back, pretty.
Next message.
What?
Just in case what?
Is he saying what I think he's saying?
I don't know.
I think he's saying, if we're going to go out, my dog is going to hump you. And if you're not into it, then I'm not into you.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what he's saying. He's like, my dog is a very, very sensual dog. And I know a lot of girls aren't into that, but you better be, because if you're not, then we're not going to date.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes sense.
You know, he started out so boring, but apparently he's got some excitement up his sleeve.
Yeah, I don't know. Make sure you're wearing pants when you go. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Next message.
Hey, Marlon. This is I don't know if you meant to do this or not, but you left your ATM receipt behind, and I have never seen so many zeros, and I'm so sorry, I don't mean to sound like that, but it was like zero, 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 zero after freaking zero, and I stopped counting. I was getting nervous. I'm so sorry. I feel so crazy looking at this stuff, but you left it behind. I just wanted to say that I am available this Friday, and I mean, nice. I like nice things. Maybe a nice restaurant. I mean, because I'm sure you can pay it.
Next message.
Oh my God, that's bad.
She couldn't contain her smile either.
She's
like, I mean, I like it.
I love that she thinks that he did it on purpose too. Like, I know you're trying to tell me something. Classic pickup strategy, just leave your receipts all over the place.
It is mixed signals, though. Loser line and leaving the receipt is bait. I don't know what this man wants.
That's true, mixed signals. Yeah.
Jose just leaves his parking tickets around for women to find.
The
just
opposite problem.
Hoping that someone will pay him.
Yeah.
Hoping. Crossing his fingers.
I have a bunch of zeros, too, but there's a negative before it.
Right. Yeah. It's actually only zeros.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's no number at the beginning.
Next message.
Hey, Heather, it's Chris. I bought you a few Washington apples at the bar the other night. You gave me your number. I'm really excited for our date, if you're still interested. But hey, just like a warning ahead of time, don't be like thrown off if my grandma's there. Also, she's going to want to know your ethnicity, but just don't say that you're Italian, or she'll curse you out in Polish, you know, if you're not Polish, because she's always said, like, I want you to marry a Polish girl. Not that we're getting married, but just, you know, it's a thing. We can live together. Hey, also, maybe research the Polish prince, Bobby Vinton, when you get a second. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Next message.
Or maybe don't bring your Polish grandmother to your date. I mean, that might be a better idea than researching Polish history.
Yeah. Anyway. You're telling me that she likes fettuccine Alfredo? Dump her!
Yeah.
We don't support that kind around here. Who's the Polish Prince Bobby Vincent? Is that what you?
I don't know. I missed
Bobby
it.
Something.
I got some homework
but
to
Prince
do.
Prince Bobby. Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a cutie, doesn't he?
He sounds like a rebel, and Grandma's into it.
She's probably a terrible person, and you're promoting him.
I'm gonna go look him up after this.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Please don't tell me he killed a bunch of people.
Next message.
Hi, Patrick. This is. We met over the weekend. Just wanted to tell you it was really nice meeting you. I was a little embarrassed about how you asked me about one interesting thing about me, and I couldn't come up with anything. Oh. I don't know if I was just nervous or like, I don't know, I just couldn't come up with anything. It was weird. But I was able to remember one thing. A couple of years ago, I went hiking, and I came across a dead body. And I mean, I know it was dead because I kind of poked it with a stick, but I never told anyone about it.
Oh my God.
I never heard anything about it on the news or anything like that. So I don't know. Like, who knows? It might still be out there. But I mean, I don't know if that interesting. I'm sure a lot of people have had that happen to them before. Like, who knows? I don't know if it's that interesting. But call me back when you hear this.
Next message.
How did that slip your mind in the conversation of most interesting things?
I think she thinks that everybody has just encountered them on hikes before.
No.
Well, that's why she wouldn't report one. They're very common. It's like squirrels, dead bodies, poke it with a stick.
Yeah, if anyone is finding a dead body, call the police, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Listening. Don't just poke it.
She's
going
to be arrested for a murder.
I'm glad that she remembered at least that one interesting fact about her.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sorry, but not cool.
Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.